hit a precise target like the World Trade Center there and hit it right on the mark, that in this case, you'd have to have the hijacker at the actual controls of the plane. Because it's hard for me to imagine how you would force a pilot, even gun at his head or anything else, at the last moment, a single jerk of the plane's equipment could manage to miss the tower of the World Trade Center, perhaps go into the river, or imagine the Pentagon. You could go into a parking lot or an area right around there if you could jerk the yoke of the plane at the last moment. So I'm guessing that it's much more likely that the hijackers somehow disabled the crew and took over the control of these planes.
Once aboard, many speculate the hijackers must have disabled crews and taken over the plane's controls. More likely that than forcing a pilot with a gun at his head to fly right into the World Trade Center, for instance. Former American Airlines pilot Jim Tillman.
It is inconceivable to me that any airline pilot would allow anyone to force him to fly into an inhabited building. I cannot imagine how any pilot could be conscious or capable of doing anything to control that airplane at the time that it was directed at one of these buildings.
Terrorism specialist Neil Livingstone.
I suspect that what we're going to find is that the pilots were overwhelmed, that perhaps dead already, and that trained pilots from the hijacker camp were in charge of those aircraft and were willing to die for their beliefs.